When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 160, Where Happiness is Found, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizers? I'm Justin Mollick, and you're listening to Optimal Living Daily, where I find amazing bloggers who write about personal development and more, and I simply read them to you, with permission, of course. I'm back today with a post from markandangel.com, which is a massive personal development site. They're an incredibly successful couple with a ton of valuable posts, including today's, which is on happiness, so definitely check them out. And speaking of happiness, you can also be part of their course, Getting Back to Happy. Before I get into the post, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalist to a random email subscriber in less than 2 weeks. So if you want to be in on that, come join my weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. Or for a quick and easy way to get in, you can text the word optimal to the number 44222. Not only are you entered to win a book every month, but you hear from me personally, you get three or more spreadsheets to help you optimize your life, a video tutorial that I made just for you, and more, all free if you're part of my email newsletter. And that's that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Where Happiness is Found, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Quote, "There's only one success, to spend your life in your own way." Christopher Morley. Made him happy. I know a man who loves to knit. Blankets, quilts, sweaters, he knits them all. Knitting is his hobby, his escape. He could choose another hobby, something a bit more masculine, like restoring vintage cars or hunting, but this man continues to stick with what makes him happy, knitting, because he discovered knitting when he was only a little boy who didn't know any better, and now it's a big part of who he is. As he grew into his teenage years, he was made aware of the fact that knitting wasn't a common hobby for a boy, that it's usually a hobby chosen by girls or by boys who like to wear high heels, as his older brother used to say. Over time, after being ridiculed by his brother and others, he eventually asked himself a question. Are the opinions others have about knitting at all relevant to my experience of knitting as a hobby? And he immediately realized the answer was no, so he kept enjoying the hobby that made him happy. Stories, fears, and expectations. It's fascinating how we make certain decisions in life. Sometimes we follow our heart and intuition, and we choose the thing that makes the most sense to us, that which makes us happy. Other times we follow our fears and expectations, especially those spawned by the culture and society we live in, and we choose whatever we believe will most appease those fears and expectations, that which makes everyone else, or no one at all, happy. The man who loves to knit remained open-minded and stuck to knitting even when he learned about our cultural and societal expectations that suggested he should give up. But he didn't always carry forth with this same open-minded attitude. For instance, he believed for as long as he could remember that he would someday find the perfect mate. He knew exactly what she would be like. The story about her that he inscribed in his head when he was in high school hasn't changed much since, nor has it changed since he told me a story about her last year over a cup of coffee. The beginning of the story goes something like this. Quote, "I've always dreamed that someday I would meet the perfect mate. She would be smart and classy, yet sexy and athletic, and she would be a geek like me. I wouldn't care what her religious background was, so long as she had an open mind and an honest heart. But she would have to be neat and tidy, because I'm not, and I need someone who can balance me out. And she would love to snuggle like me, because I would want to hold her at night, and because we would need to be close so we could fool around and giggle and talk softly to each other. We would talk about people, places, our lives, and our future together for hours into the night. And money wouldn't matter to either of us because we'd be in love. She'd know it and I'd know it, and we'd be happy with what we had, unquote. The stories that we tell ourselves and each other sound remarkable, don't they? They romanticize us. They sweep us off our feet. They persuade us to believe that if we dive headfirst into an intimate relationship, a big financial purchase, greasy foods, imported beers, or whatever it is that temporarily pacifies our worried mind from reality, then we will somehow find what we are truly looking for. Our obvious dilemma is that reality is not temporary. Reality keeps on coming. That intimate relationship will have our heart blissfully skipping beats until it doesn't any longer. That big financial purchase will be fun and exciting until it isn't any longer. Greasy foods and beer will comfort us until they don't any longer. Free of them. The man who loves to knit is aware of the temporary, restrictive nature of the stories we tell ourselves. Because the ending to his story about his perfect mate, the part that comes after the introduction I shared with you above, is about a woman who was amazing, almost perfect, but who didn't quite fit the mold of the woman from the story he inscribed in his head. And he was unable to give up the perfect woman from his story for the amazing woman sitting in front of him. And when she eventually realized this, she moved on. Now, the man is also starting to move on. He's slowly rediscovering his true self, the self he knew when he was younger, before he started telling himself stories or buying into the stories, fears, and expectations of those who lurk around him. This self was a blank canvas, free to experience and appreciate everything just the way it was, without the burden of a storyline. And as he slowly rediscovers himself, he struggles with the notion of life without a storyline, because he can barely remember what life was like when there was no story, no fears, no expectations. But he knows deep down that he once lived in a world free of them. And when he did, he discovered knitting and fell in love with it. It became one of his greatest sources of happiness. And he knows that if he wants to fall in love like that again, he must get back to that story-free world within himself where happiness is found. You just listened to the post titled Where Happiness is Found by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And speaking of happiness, once again, Mark and Angel have a course on getting back to happy that you can find on their site. It's definitely worth checking out. Last, I already mentioned all the benefits of being on my weekly newsletter, so I'll just remind you how you can sign up. You can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or you can visit oldpodcast.com and join there. Totally free, and you get lots of free stuff, plus bring a smile to my face. So that does it. Tomorrow's Friday, which I'm sure you're looking forward to. I know I am, because the minimalists are coming to my area, so I'm super excited about that. I finally get to meet the guys that I've come to know so well on my own. And maybe I'll see you there if you're in the area. But I'll still be reading a post tomorrow, so I will see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.